Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 6th of November 2024, corresponding with the 4th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u wahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان بعدي نبيا لكان عمر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن to you on this beautiful morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala accept all your efforts in the khidmat of deen. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Allah Jalla Wala accept all your du'as and supplications. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Zakaria, and to our brother Bonface here, we say thank you. Regarding Junaid Khan, they informed us yesterday, I spoke to Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. Inshallah, they will only operate on him on Friday, but he will remain in hospital. So make dua for our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, and all our people who are very, very ill and sick. Our sister Rabia Mogolia there in Durban is critical as well. Allah Jalla Wala make life easy for her. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran laha fahyiha wa in kanatil wafatu khayran laha fatawaffaha. Ya Allah, if life is better for our sister Rabia Mogolia, our late Farooq Mogolia's wife, Faisal Mogolia's beloved mother, then give her life, Ya Allah, if life is better for her. And if death is better for her, Ya Allah, then give her death. So that is what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us for people who are critically ill and in their last moments. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Alhamdulillah, the 4th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verse number 53. Qul, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey this message to humanity for posterity, that this is what Almighty Allah jalla wala is saying to humanity. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the genius and the linguist par excellence, one day was asked, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah, when Gaddafi was still the ruler in Libya, they had a magazine called Ar-Risala, and this incident is mentioned in that book, the wonderful book it was, academic discussion. Oh, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, Fatiha Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar, which ayat and which verse from the 6,236 verses of the noble Quran inspired you the most? He said this verse here, the one we are doing now, chapter 39, verse number 53. Qul, you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that Allah is saying, Ya Ibadi Alladheen, O my beloved servants, Allah is still calling us beloved, notwithstanding the fact that we all are guilty, who are sane and mature, we all have committed sin and vices. Today, who are alive, no one can say he has not committed sins. Ya Ibadi Alladheen, that O my beloved servants, Asrafu ala Anfusihim, who have gone beyond the limits regarding themselves. Some people went into kufr and shirk. Some people went into nifaq and hypocrisy. Some people went into kabair and major sins. Some people went in innovations and bid'ah. Some people went into saghair and into minor sins. Some people went into mashkuk and mushtabahat, doubtful things. So many different categories they are. So all this is israf, that they went beyond the limits. So don't feel that you are in a hopeless situation. Never. Hasha wa kalla. Allah is motivating us. Allah is inspiring us. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair. Never become disillusioned. Min rahmatillah. In the mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala. Allah ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, La yayasu min rohillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. Only the non-Muslims, they are the people who lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala. We are Muslims, we are believers, and we know who is Almighty Allah jalla wala. He was, he is, he will always be Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. People will castigate us, criticize us, condemn us, but we need not worry about them. Hamara mamla to Allah ta'ala ke saath hai. We must ask ourselves that we must connect and realign ourselves with Almighty Allah. Read, O Muslim, read now after me. O Muslimah, my sister, read chapter 7 and verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna, O Allah, include us, fi rahmatik, in your special mercy. Wa anta wawhaliya, whilst you alone, exclusively, Allah. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, you exclusively, O beloved Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah. Learn to go into sujood and sajda and prostration. And Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. And we beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla to make decisions in our favor. The non-Muslims, they say that Allah says regarding them, La yayasu min rohillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. The people who have lost complete hope in the mercy of Allah, they entered the condition of disillusionment and despair. This happens to none except to people who are non-Muslims. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 87. So a Muslim will always have hope, conviction. People will condemn me, but my Allah loves me. He still loves my tears. He's still prepared to give me not one, not two, million, billion chances. Come insan, come human being, make tawbah and cry to Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Allah. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wala? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. For whosoever He wishes, He will forgive if that person is sincere. I'll give you the six conditions now for tawbah and repentance to be accepted. Then once we fulfill that, then remember innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Remember that He, Almighty Allah, exclusively, He is the only one, He is ghafur, He is forever of forgiving, He is ghafur also, He is ghafar also. Ghafur, He forgives our sins. He is ghafar, my brother's name. My brother's name, Abdul Ghaffar, he passed away in 2002. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant all our family members and the entire Ummah Muslimah from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam till today, whoever passed away with Iman Islam, Allah forgive them all. Grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. So Ghafur, Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. Ghaffar, Allah forgives and erases it, and Almighty Allah expunges it from the book of deeds also. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zambala. Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith. A person who made sincere tawbah is like the one who did not perpetrate and commit that sin at all. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah Jalla wala exclusively is of forgiving, very forgiving, very, very merciful. However, this does not give us license to continue with our vices and sins all the time. Nay, we must make tawbah all the time and beg Almighty Allah Jalla wala for pardon and forgiveness. And that also Almighty Allah has commanded each one of us without any exclusion, without any exception. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all of you. All of you, ayyuhal mu'minun, O you true believers, ay iman walo, if you have the true faith, iman, then all of you must turn to Almighty Allah daily, it means, with tawbah, and ask Allah Jalla wala for forgiveness. Then, la'allakum tuflihun, then only you will be successful. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 31. What a beautiful, insightful lesson today, and motivational, inspirational. Let us give you the six conditions for tawbah, for repentance, and we ask Allah for forgiveness to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Number one, at-tawbatu an-nadama. We must have remorse, we must have regret. Ya Allah, your bounties are ever recurring, showering. Every moment I inhale, I exhale, all the oxygen, everything you gave me free of charge, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, Iman, Islam, head to toe, and such bounties we can never ever encompass and count. Wa in ta'uddu ni'mat Allah la tuhsuha. If you start counting the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to encompass it and count it, O human being. What did we do? Allah's bounties ever recurring, showering, but we went, I went, you went, and we all went, and we deliberately broke and violated the laws. So that feeling of guilt, we feel ashamed of ourselves. We must have afsos and regret regret and remorse. That is condition number one. Today when you receive a ticket, you say that guilty as charged without mitigating circumstances. So that is what we must do, not only with the tip of our tongue, but the inner recesses of our heart. Ya Allah, I am guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances. There are no excuses, Ya Allah. So number one. Number two, the sin we are involved in. We all know which sins we are involved in. Same time today, this Wednesday. Wednesday is excellent day to start something. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, mentioned in Maqasid Hasana by Allama Sakhawi, you want to start something, then start on a Wednesday. Start sincere tawbah and repentance today and say, Ya Allah, the vices I'm involved in, somebody involved in drugs and alcohol, Allah forbid. Somebody involved in zina, fornication, adultery, Allah forbid. Somebody involved in gay business and lesbian, Allah protect us. Then we find fraud in our business. Then we find riba and interest related transactions and so forth. We find the movies and the movie industry, Hollywood, Bollywood, pornography and what today. Our sons, our daughters, boyfriend, girlfriend, and so. We all know that what our weaknesses are. So divorce and detach yourself from those vices and sins. You don't divorce your wife. You divorce yourself from your vices and sins, from our vices and our sins immediately. Then you are going in the right path. Two. Third one. Calculate everything from the time I became baligh and mature in 1970, 1980, 1985, 2000, whenever, till now. How many salat have I missed? Fard salat, 5 daily salat. How many siyam, fasting of Ramadan, I have missed? How many years I have not paid zakat and so forth? So all those are the hukukullah, the obligations of Almighty Allah. We have to start making qada, qada of that siyam and fasting, qada of that salat and namaz, payment of that zakat and so forth. So that's number three, regret and remorse. Two, abstain, refrain, detach ourselves from the vices and sins immediately. Three, start amending and start addressing and redressing that what are we doing about what Allah made compulsory upon us. Four, that hukukul ibad, the rights of human being. Even if you are owing a Jew or a Hindu or a non-Muslim, you can't say he's a non-Muslim, so I don't have to pay him. Totally haram it is. Yughfaru lishayid kullu zambin illa dain. All the sons of the martyr who gave his life in Gaza, who gave his life in Syria or Lebanon or wherever else, and he belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, remember that person, all his sins will be forgiven, but the debts will not be forgiven. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So the rights of Allah, number three, the rights and obligations of humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. Number five, chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you who believe. 89 times this phrase is used. Yetu ashiqana khitabe. This is an address filled with love and compassion. Wherever in the Quran Sharif it is used 89 times, is Allah sabilil ikram wa takreem. Allah is elevating al-me and you, people of faith and conviction. What as you do, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, turn to Allah with such a tawbah that is nasuha. A person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was a genius, and asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I know tawbah, what is this nasuha? Sometimes in life is best to illustrate the point via an example. Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu arda, said, when you have your she camel, you have your cow, and you milk it, the milk is now in your possession. Did you ever see the milk going back into the udders of that animal? Back into the animal? He said, no. He said, similarly, when we say we have made tawbah and repented, then don't have a relapse. Don't go back to that pornography. Don't go back to that bottle and alcohol and drugs. Don't go back to the fornication and adultery. Don't go back to the riba and interest. Don't go back to the mistress and the boyfriend and girlfriend and the sugar daddy and the toy boy and joy boy. So we all know our weaknesses. That is Tawbatan Nasuha. What a wonderful, beautiful example Ali Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar gave. And then 5 points, the last one. Every day with the Tawbah and forgiveness we beg Allah. Then say chapter 2, and that is 127, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, that you accept from us our broken efforts. Ya Allah, because you alone, you are Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Indeed, you are all hearing and all knowing. So chapter 2, verse 127. So once we do that, then we will become the mahbub, the maqbool, the beloved and accepted servants of Allah Jalla wala. Wallahu waliyu tawfiq. Wallahu wal muwaffiq. Allah give us tawfiq, and we practice on that. What a beautiful ayat. When you're feeling down and out, go open the Quran Sharif, chapter 39, verse 53. Oh, my beloved Allah, people have condemned me, people have criticized me, but you still love me, Ya Allah. That is our beloved Allah. Always a message of a hope and inspiration and motivation. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is the 4th of Jumada al-Ula, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 397. 13 months now have passed from 7th of October till today, and 4 Jutlas dead, sent to Jahannam, roasted, toasted, one American also included there. Let them freck in hell. Freck is Afrikaans, V-R-E-K. Let them die as dogs, and let them be dispatched straight to the hellfire. We have no sympathy for any American or any Israeli or any harami. And if you don't know what the meaning of harami, it means an illegitimate child. Illegitimate child is too kind for these haramis. So it means a bee. And by my lexicon, it means a big bee, a big harami. We have no empathy, no sympathy for them. So now, BB, whatever Quran says, everything, la rayba fi, there's absolutely no doubt in it. BB Netanyahu, the war criminal, he fires Gallant, his minister of defense. Quran Kareem taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, that ba'suhum baynahum shadeed, among themselves, the war is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'a, you thought and considered them to be united. Nay, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, whilst their hearts are totally fragmented. Who are the Jutlas and the Jews? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they are a people who got no brains and no intellect and understanding. Lapid, the leader of the opposition in Israel, said, this firing of Gallant is an act of madness on behalf of Bibi. And hundreds of people last night were demonstrating, protesting against Bibi and his government. And now the Minister of Foreign Affairs will become the Minister of Defense. And always there'll be rows and ructions amongst them. Remember that Trump elections, he has to win by hook or by crook. Understand this. Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's a simple thing, but 90-80% of people don't understand it. Trump says, I have to win this election. Why must I win? Because if he does not win and Kamala Harris wins, she's a prosecutor. And remember, she will go all out and get the judges to prosecute him. He is already guilty on 34 charges of felony. The next stop for him, if he loses, will be prison and jail and throng too. So therefore, to stay out of jail, he has to win this election here. And therefore, there will be all hooks and crooks. And if he doesn't win, he will incite his people to do an insurrection and so forth, as he did the last time. Remember that. Similarly, with Bibi Netanyahu, he knows if the hostage deal comes through and the hostages are brought home, there will be elections. He loses, and then there are so many charges against him. The inquiry of last year, who was to blame for all what happened last year, 7th October 2023, he will be guilty. So to stay away from jail, he is prepared to murder and martyr thousands of Palestinians. Oh, Ummah, wake up from your slumber. You can't be so simple and so naive. Understand that these are the haramis. These are the biggest terrorists, Trump and Netanyahu, the American government, and both sides of the coin, that they both are haramis, whether it's Republican or Democrats. And on this side, Israel, the super terrorists and murderers, that's what they are. So we should know, Trump goes to Michigan and he praises the Muslims and he says that the Muslim vote will win it for me. Oh, Muslims of Michigan, where is your brains, upstairs or downstairs? This guy is a murderer, you must remember that. How many people he murdered and allowed Israel to get away with murder, and he changed the whole embassy from Tel Aviv, he brought it to Jerusalem. They stole the Golan Heights, and he's an egoist, a narcissist. He said, take it for you, Israel. Just change the name to Trump Heights and so forth. So, and you go like an idiot and vote for him. I got no other name for you besides you're a moron and you're an idiot voting for Trump and so forth. Kamala is bad news, but he, Trump, is a disaster. If you think I'm talking nonsense, so Trump is bad news for the Jews and for Israel. That's your editorial in the Haaretz newspaper. I read again, Trump is bad news for Jews and for Israel. 3,000 people already killed there in Lebanon, remember, by Israel. They are murderers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. What does Israel do? Every hospital, every clinic is almost demolished in Gaza. Yesterday, again they go and they bomb the Kamal Adwan Hospital. And you tell me these people are not murderers, these people are not terrorists, these people are not the scum on the earth, these people are the pigs on this earth. That is what Quran Sharif taught us. Chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah transformed their forefathers into monkeys and swines and pigs. If you don't believe in that, you're not a Muslim. Be very clear, we don't have to bootlick anybody on this earth. Hamara mamla to Allah ke saath hai, Habibuda sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath, and Deenul Islam. Our allegiance is only to Almighty Allah jalla wala, to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to our religion Islam. Remember these things here. Yesterday, the settlers went into Aqsa. Again, they defiled and desecrated the sanctity of Aqsa. Oh, you Arab leaders, you Saudis, Emiratis, you the kings of Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, and you the Pharaoh Sisi. Whole lot haramis, murtad, shaitan. Oh, lad of Iblis you are, yet you are a disgrace to this ummah. Israel passes a law. Any person who is sympathetic meeting with the terrorists, meaning with Hamas and Palestinians, immediately he'll be fired. Ireland have appointed a full-time ambassador to Palestine. So you must remember, that's very good. Ireland are sending soldiers and their army personnel to Lebanon to help them there. That's very good also. So the Boeing strike, you know, this airline Boeing. So their strike has ended after 7 weeks. They agreed on a 38% increase over 3-4 years and whatever. India, your madrasas and darul ulums in UP, your darul ulum Dioban, your darul ulum Saharanpur, your darul ulum Jalalabad, that the Modi government wants to close them down. So the Supreme Court have laid it, paid it over one side. They said, we will mull over it. We will still think about it. Can you imagine how bold and brazen they have become? But yet the Muslims of today, they love the Hollywood of the Jews, and they love the Bollywood of the Hindus. These are our arch enemies, and you love their films, entertainment, and so forth. And remember, in South Africa, the AFRI Forum, what they did, that they are demonstrating, getting 40 Africana organizations against the Bella Bella Bill, and saying we will never accept it in its current format. What are me and you as Muslims doing? These are Afrikaners. They got some shame. They said, "Onsel dot noidi, we will never accept it." And we as Muslims just kana, pina, sona, pahana, just eat, sleep, and say all that, and visit the toilet and defecate and urinate. Is this our life, O Muslim? David Irving, in 1988, remember that, he exposed them, and I got it, and I'll send it out today to all and sundry. Remember, this whole Holocaust, gas chambers and all, were one big fat lie of the Jutlas, so that they could make money and get the sympathy of the world and so forth. Inshallah, America and Inshallah, Israel, both heading for civil war. We make dua, they decimate themselves, and the Muslim army decimate and defeat them. Programs today, Wednesday, Maulana Salman will be interviewed. He's of Durban, by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, the tafsir of the noble Quran. And inshallah, today it's Wednesday. Between Zohar and Asr, make special duas. Duas are accepted, as mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad, and that's an authentic hadith as mentioned by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. Maulana, we have 13-14 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I'm an owner of a shoe business. A customer places example 10,000 rand order. Say it gives you a big order, can I have a free gift? Is it permissible to give them a gift?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here there are three different issues. When he placed that order for 10,000, 100,000, irrespective of what the amount is, and he makes it a condition that you must give me a gift, so that is shart-e-fasid, and that deal will be a defective transaction, not permissible. If it is that a request from his side, he said, Lani, he said, you know, guy, brother, I gave you a big order, how nice, a request he makes, and then you give him a gift and so forth, so that would be permissible. Third one, you on your own. When I was a young boy, Maulana, we had our shop in the Heidelberg location, you know, our shop in front and the house at the back. I remember very, very well, vividly, clearly, my father would tell us, and I was more light-y, so that, and 5, 6, 7 years old, just sell all the cold drinks and so forth. But if anybody bought for 100 rand or more those days, then my father would tell my brothers and others that Rumal did it, give them one handkerchief, that Mozart did, give them one pair of socks, like that, Bansela. You see, when I go to Trichat, I go to A&E. So there on the other side, one side is all the smart stuff, the clothing. On the other side is the grocery shop. So there, Brother Abdul Rahman is there. He's looking for a nice wife also. Good guy, 34 years old or so, you understand? So in the 30s he is. So maybe 31, 32 or so. But he's a good guy. He's looking for a wife. So then I like to speak to him. He must get married. So I see big boards there, Bansela. Bansela, on your side, without them asking, you give a bonus to the person because he bought a large amount. So that will be incentive for them to come again. So all that totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, if a man passes away and his wife remarries, who will she be with in Jannah, the first husband or the second?
Remember that if you study the hadith, sahih hadith, authentic hadith, then it tells us ma'azawjil akhir, that the last husband, meaning the second or third or whoever it is. But there's other ahadith also, that the husband who treated her the best, you know, that she got married to the second husband, third husband, in Mansa Dwat, as Anal Mansa Bruat, that now her husband passed away, she said for it that she felt now she's so lonely, she wants a companion, and she got married and so forth. So whichever husband taught her, treated her better, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Chapter 4, verse 19, treat your wives with love, with respect and justice, so she will be with that one. So we can easily say, with whomsoever she wishes to be, Allah will let her be with one husband, whoever she wishes, whether it's the last one or whether it's the one who treated her the best, so that will be her choice, inshallah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ Whatever you want, O people of Jannah, you are my guest, I will give you what you desire. So that is what is enshrined in the noble Quran, بِفَضْلِلَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know, what can I do if I suspect someone might have performed magic on me and my family? What do I do?
First and foremost, my brother, the word you use, suspect. Are we allowed to suspect and have suspicion without evidence? Is haram that, my brother. Go read Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49 of the Noble Quran. The ulama and our great asatiza and teachers and people who teaches, it goes on. Write to Sahaba and companions and then to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They called the Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, Suratul Akhlaq, the chapter regarding morals, manners, character. There are so many laws there. Chapter 49 comprises 18 verses. So I read for you regarding suspecting and suspicion without evidence and without proof. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. Ay iman, O you who believe, 89 different places, abstain and refrain from much suspicion, because you're going to have this doubt, have this suspicion. Your marriage will break if you continue like that. Your employer-employee relationship will turn sour. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm, some of the suspicion without evidence, remember, is sinful. Wala tajassasu, and don't spy on one another and so forth. Chapter 49, verse number 12 of the Noble Quran. So when negative thoughts come to you, إِيَّاكُمْ وَذْوَنَّا هِي حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, abstain from suspicion, فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ, it is one of the biggest liars. It will destroy your partnership, destroy your marriage, destroy your interrelationship with people. So always the hadith is sahih in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So always when we speak with evidence and proof. Otherwise, it is the whisperings of shaitan. You waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. The whisperings of shaitan will continue. Whenever the negative thoughts come, say, A'udhu billahi min ash shaitan ar-rajim. Chapter 7, verse 200. Wa imma yanzaghannaka min ash shaitan nazghun. When the shaitan gives you a vaccine, then fasta'idh billah. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash shaitan ar-rajim. Chapter 7, verse 200. Let's assume, and for the benefit, we give you the benefit of the doubt, somebody really is harming you, and they try to do sihr and jadu and magic and sorcery and witchcraft. They must know that people who dabble in witchcraft, Quran, if you take the literal meaning, and Imam Malik passes the verdict that way, that they kafir out of the fold of Islam. Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. Allah didn't say wama sahara Sulaiman. The Jutlas, they were the enemies of humanity and Prophet from day one. They said, Solomon, King Solomon, and King Solomon, King Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, is running this magnificent kingdom with jadu, sorcery, magic, and witchcraft. So Allah said, Wama kafara Sulaiman. Allah didn't say, Wama sahara Sulaiman. He did not commit kufr. So it shows that this sihr, jadu, witchcraft, sorcery is kufr. People who devil in it. If according to some scholars like Imam Malik, you go right out of the school, full fold of Islam. So anyway, that we say to protect ourselves, read the entire Surah Baqarah, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ. The evil forces cannot overpower it. Read Ayat al-Kursi, the story of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, how he was guarding, looking after the fitrah in Muslim Sharif. Read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ فلق قل أعوذ برب الناس مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تقول أقبى بن عامر لا يتأوذ أحد بمثلهما. The best taweez, oh people, men, women, especially women, we Indians, we are crazy people. Anybody does something, we get one taweez wala. The taweez wala will tell the mother-in-law, tumhane khabar che, your daughter-in-law, she did this. Tell the daughter-in-law, your mother-in-law did this, and he collect money from both parties and is laughing all the way. These chaps are shaitan. Stay far, far away from them. Read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. That is the most powerful taweez. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Stay in huzu. Give out charity. Allah Jalla wa will protect me and you min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all evil and all harm through His grace and mercy.
Mufti Saab, is it true if you have new clothes, utensils, and if you do not use or wear them, zakat is wajib?
Totally incorrect. Yes, if you are selling it, then zakat will be compulsory. But now I got 20 kurtas. We don't wear each one. Some we wear on special occasions. I got 10 pair shoes. I got 10 cars. I don't have 10 cars, example. So you have 5 cars, 6 cars. Some you use, some you don't use. So no zakat on all these type of things there. Remember that. You women, don't speak about the woman. How many bags, how many shoes, how many outfits they will have, how many cutlery, crockery they will have. So we all have certain extra things, but there won't be zakat on that. Yes, you want to give out zakat on your, from your own side, that's your business, but it's not mandatory, compulsory upon you. Yes, if anything is halal and you are selling it, then it is stock in trade, then remember zakat will be compulsory after one lunar year. So that is how it works, 2.5% zakat.
Mufti Saab, can you read for someone who has committed suicide?
Remember, when a person commits suicide, I know so many people committed suicide, male, female, old people, young people. They just get, see the jutlas. How many of them, the haramis, are committing suicide because they don't want to go back to Gaza? But these are non-Muslims. So whenever a non-Muslim dies, chapter 9, verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot pray for them. You cannot go to the cemetery graveyard. You cannot participate in the memorial service. You can't do anything except one. You can go to the family or send them a message, email, WhatsApp or SMS or whatever, and tell them that you must be feeling very sad and so forth and so. So you try and give them some words of comfort. So that condolences to offer to them. But you can't say rest in peace, and you can't say may the deceased go to heaven and Jannah. All that haram, if you consider it permissible, you're out of the fold of Islam. You're rejecting verse number Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 84. So if a Muslim person is this habul hal, understand the students, write it down. Ulama, you call that istishabul hal. That is our legal and technical jargon. The status quo is this. This person was a Muslim. This male, female was a Muslim, as far as we know. And then he, she, because of debts, because of some worry, because of some big problem, you understand, marital problem, whatever, then he or she committed suicide. It's not saghira, not a minor sin, not kabira, not a major sin. Akbarul Kabair, one of the most heinous crimes. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khalidan mukhalladan finnar. They will stay in Jahannam forever and ever, meaning for very, very long time. But if that person died with Iman and Islam, so istishabul hal, status quo, we pass the verdict, he or she, they committed a major, major crime, but they passed away with Iman and Islam, so we continue. We continue making dua for them. We continue giving out charity for them. Read for all of them as well. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And give out charity also. Oh, beloved Allah, for example, now you read. This afternoon, after Zuhr, you read. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers, all of them, male, female, and so forth. Whether they died naturally or committed suicide. Remember, suicide is a major, major heinous crime. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. Allah Ta'ala make our ending on Iman. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Barakallah ma salim kareem. جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our knowledge. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا.